in our lives. We all have pain, we all have sorrow, but if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow. Lean on me when you're not strong, till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. Please swallow your pride. If I have faith, you need to borrow, for no one can feel those of your need that you to lean on. I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on. Lean on me when you're not strong.
Listen up, Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Did you know over 80 million people worry about bladder or bowel leaks? Many feel isolated, even helpless, especially when absorbent underwear bought in stores don't work. They leak. Well, North Shore brand adult diapers has come to the rescue with reassuringly strong protection for even the heaviest control problems. North Shore was founded to empower people to live with the freedom and dignity they deserve. North Shore adult diapers stay dry for up to 12 hours for all day or all night protection. That's three times longer than the store brands. Go to NorthShore.com and use code Michael for 25% off your first trial order. That's NorthShore.com. Go to NorthShore.com and use code Michael for 25% off your first trial order and start living life worry-free.
This hour is brought to you by Purina. Help your pet thrive with ProPlan veterinary supplements.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been
so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. And that's it. That's what I have to say. Welcome. This is your show. This is your host, Michael. And if you don't know, you're turning those dials, stop right there. This show, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. So if you want to hear an entertaining show, listen to the show tonight. And if you want to call in, it's 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. You got it? Use it. Let's talk about who the players are tonight. To my left, my one, the only, my wife, my co-host, my executive producer, my caregiver, and all the best, the best. What can I say? She's the best. Lynn Golder, co-host.
Wow. Thank you, Michael. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the September 10th edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. So glad you're with us tonight. Back to you, Michael.
And in her home in College Park. If she only get off the table, stop dancing, we'd like to speak to her. The one, the only, the smart one. I'm talking, she is smart. The co-host, Sheila Young.
Hi, everybody. You know I was here a month ago, but it seems like it's been forever.
Oh, and I feel like it seems like you were just here. I don't know. The days are
going. It just seems like it's been a long time. So good evening, everybody. And we're glad you're listening.
We sure are.
You sure are. And can you still dance on the table with your broken hip?
Not yet.
Not yet?
Give me some time.
Okay. And in the studios, the only one that's in the studio, all the way from Ocoee, Florida. His name is Chris Shaw, producer, engineer. Are you there, Chris Shaw?
Yeah, I'm here.
Uh-oh. What's the matter?
Yeah, it's football.
Uh-oh. Okay. I know. My Tides lost last night, so.
That's all I could say.
Wait, I have to. Well, smile, Chris. We're happy you're here.
I am. I'm smiling. Just don't sound like it, but I am.
He doesn't like it because Michael's Eagles are, they were winning in the fourth quarter. I don't know if they're right. Still winning. Are they still winning?
Right now, it's a close game. It's still a close game.
Oh, because it was 22-14 a few minutes ago.
I guess Chris thinks that's a close game.
Against the New England Patriots. Anyway, let me see if I have any shout outs here. Do I have any shout? Yeah, Sheila, I'll let you do the one that you seem to love to talk about. And I'll tell everybody that today is National Hug Your Hound Day. So if you are, it's so cute.
It
so
is if you cute.
Are a canine owner and lover, please hug your doggy today. It's very important that they know that you love them. All right, Sheila.
You know, you can find national days on your Lady A every day. And right. Every day is a different day.
It's so some doozies.
Yeah. I have a few shout outs. One, happy Grandparents Day, because today is Happy Grandparents Day. So hopefully, if you are young enough to have a grandparent living, reach out to them and say Happy Grandparents Day. Happy birthday to Eugene Becky. His birthday was yesterday. Oh. Happy birthday to my son, who will be 43 on Thursday.
Wow.
And yeah, I am not old enough to have a son 43, and my other son is 45. So
that makes you 46.
Exactly. I'm younger than my children.
There you go.
How about you, Michael? Got any shout out?
The only shout I have is my great one, my wife, who I'm telling you folks, she is the best. By far the best. My wife, Lynn Golder. What? What do you have to say to yourself, Lynn?
I said what I had to say. Maybe Chris has some shout outs.
Yes, I do got a couple of shout outs. A shout out to you, and definitely to you, and to everyone all across the Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you so much. And welcome to everyone that let us in their home tonight. We have a good show for you tonight. Now, I might even say it might be even better than good, maybe great. I'm going to even say great Googa Mooga. So listen to the show, enjoy it. Sit back and eat your popcorn if you have popcorn and enjoy the show. And if you're driving the car, listen on the radio. Don't change the dial.
Better throw out the phone number again, Michael.
Yeah, the phone number is for the newies is 407-894-1680. Did I say it nice and slow? 407-894-1680. If you want to call in and say hello, this is your host, Michael, saying welcome. So, Lynn,
where'd she go?
We're here.
We are here.
We're here. I'm pushing the button, the right button, I think. So we're gonna get a break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We got a lot more coming up. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
At Just Bagels, experience real New York bagels no matter where you are. These are nothing like the ones you find in a supermarket. Crunchy on the outside, chewy on the inside. No artificial flavors, no added colors, no preservatives. Produced in a tree and peanut-free facility, all kosher. Skip the drive to your store and have Just Bagels delivered right to your doorstep. We age our dough and boil it in New York water before they get shipped out to you fresh, never frozen. Order 12, 24, or 48 bagels with free shipping and handling. Bring a taste of New York City home today by visiting justbagels.com. Enter code BB15 and receive 15% off your first order. Just Bagels. If it ain't just bagels, it's just bread.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Founded in 1931 as the Jewish Braille Institute, JBI is a nonprofit organization that provides people of all ages and background who are blind, have low vision, or are print disabled access to texts vital to Jewish culture, heritage, education, religious life, and community. JBI delivers a wide variety of Jewish interest materials in Braille, audio, and large print directly to your doorstep, all free. JBI can also help you or someone you love celebrate the Jewish holidays with Machzorim, Yisker prayers, and more. They offer a 16-month Jewish holiday calendar in Braille and large print. To learn more about JBI's free circulating library of both fiction and nonfiction, liturgical texts, customized materials for school, celebration, and more, and cultural offerings including a bi-monthly magazine and concert and lecture series, call 800-433-1531, email library@jbilibrary.org, or visit www.jbilibrary.org.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Travel for All is an agency that was founded 16 years ago with the belief that everyone with the desire to travel should be able to experience the beauty of the world in which we live. From exploring your own backyard, so to speak, to traveling to the farthest reaches of the globe, Travel for All's accessibility specialists have guided people every step of the way, from pre-travel planning to post-travel follow-up. People with disabilities in the U.S. spend more than $654 billion on travel and entertainment alone, and we want to be your agency of choice. Our specialists are at the heart of Travel for All. No request is too big or small. If it matters to you, it matters to us. Travel should be inclusive, not exclusive. Let your travel plans begin by visiting us at www.travel-for-all.com.
You have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan Veterinary Supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to take and taste great. ProPlan Veterinary Supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at ProPlanVetDirect.com.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
SEVA Foundation is an international eye care foundation that preserves and restores sight in underserved communities. 90% of people with vision loss live in low and middle income countries where access to eye care is minimal or does not exist. SEVA co-creates sustainable solutions with local partners across 20-plus countries to ensure that communities have access to eye care even when SEVA's intervention has ended. Since 1978, SEVA and partners have provided eye care services to over 50 million people and counting. For just $50, you can help provide cataract surgery to someone in need through SAVA. To join their mission of a world free of avoidable blindness and become part of the movement, visit SAVA.org today. That is SAVA, SEVA.org.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. And now, Lynn, you are up. Yes, you are, baby.
Okie dokie. Well, it's our pleasure to welcome back our friend and sponsor, Dave Schleppenbach. And if you don't know, Dave is the CEO of Tactile Engineering, which is the manufacturer of the Cadence tablet, tactile graphics tablet. Welcome back, Dave.
Lynn, thank you. It is great to be back.
It's great to have you. And say hello to our co-host tonight, Sheila Young.
Sheila, hi. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I hope that, Michael, you are feeling terrific, hale, and well today.
Well, terrific. I don't know about terrific.
I don't know about terrific. I'm just...
He's holding on. Let's put it that way.
Holding on.
I'm giving him the elbow a lot here.
People don't know, I had an operation Friday.
Yeah.
So the last couple of days, I've been more out of it between the general anesthesia, and everything else going on. So you have to pardon me if I'm not sounding good.
Okie dokie. Well, Chris is sad about the football and you're not sounding good. But Sheila, you and I are okay.
I'm just fine.
There we go. So Dave, welcome back. And Dave, for the people who have not heard you before, why don't you tell everybody what the catalyst was for developing the Cadence tactile graphics tablet?
Well, that's kind of an interesting story and one I never really get tired of recounting. We're very fortunate when I was a graduate student at Purdue University to have the opportunity to work with some visually impaired students who came to Purdue, which is in Lafayette, Indiana, to study math and science related topics. Now, I don't know how many of the listeners have studied math and science at the collegiate level, but it's extremely difficult and very visual. So very inaccessible. Mm-hmm. So trying to do that for a visually impaired student was quite challenging. And back in the 1990s, when we first started this effort, there were very little resources and materials available. So that need spawned an idea that we've been working on for decades to perfect. And little did I know that this would take us so long and so many different paths traveled to get to the point we are. But we now have developed this Cadence Braille tablet, and one of the primary uses, we hope, is to help people pursue opportunities in technical fields that they couldn't before.
Wow. So what does it do? Because I used to work with blind and low vision children, and we had some pretty smart kids in the elementary school with math. But when I was in school, I was low vision. I couldn't take geometry and algebra and all that stuff because I couldn't see the chalkboard. Of course, that's 50 plus years ago.
That is the problem exactly in a nutshell. There are so many fields nowadays that are based on data or analytics that are graphical. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the Cadence Braille tablet functions just like an iPhone or iPad tablet computer, mm-hmm. except that instead of looking at the screen, you can also feel the screen because it has a number of dots that move up and down to make patterns that could either be Braille or tactile graphics. So each Cadence tablet has 384 of these tactile pixels. And if you look at a picture, the computer interprets that picture as a series of dots that you feel with your fingers, and you can feel as a tactile graphic. You can read Braille text. You can read large print text. So it's a tool for literacy as well as access, as well as simple things like just playing games.
So Dave, I know that we met and Michael got to experience the Cadence Braille tablet, but Maybe you can explain to the listeners. In other words, you have a regular computer set up behind it, right? And that sends the messages to the tablet?
That's right. It pairs with a host device, which could be your phone or your tablet or a computer, a regular computer. And it's designed sort of like a monitor would be designed to expand the image, except this, in this case, the image is tactile. We have software that runs. You can work with conventional assistive technology, screen readers that you might already have used, such as VoiceOver or JAWS or NVDA. But you can also work with the special applications that come on the tablet, which include drawing, include things like math and science tools like graph and calculator, a lot of games to learn skills and to play with your friends and family. And we even have lessons for learning large raised print or Braille. We can even change the size of the Braille to help the user who has poor finger sensitivity, such as those with diabetes.
Wow. Sheila, your students would have loved that.
Oh my gosh, yes. And, you know, there's a lot of individuals that have a difficult time with Braille because they can't feel it. So, you know.
That's exactly right. And one of the things that we want to do is give the user the power to learn at their own pace. You can carry this in your pocket. You can use it to learn Braille while you're standing in line for 15 minutes or at bedtime in bed. I love to tell stories, and I have a story of a young man here in Indiana that struggled to learn Braille. He had some vision loss in his late teens, and by the time his vision had deteriorated to a point where he could no longer use enlargement to read, he had not learned Braille with his fingers.
I'm with him.
Right? Many people are in that. So he struggled because, you know, the services here, he had to drive to a different city. He lived out in the country. Getting there was a real challenge because transportation, of course, is a problem. And then he would work with a teacher and a piece of paper, and they would work maybe an hour a week. And it's just really hard to learn anything that way. It's one size fits all, and it's not consistent. So he had struggled to learn Braille. Well, he started working with the Cadence tablet. And not only did he learn grade one or uncontracted Braille, but now he is learning grade two contracted Braille. And he's become an expert in working with the technology. And that was just in a course of several weeks that he was able to progress that quickly.
That is such a wonderful story. Wow.
If I like
want
this
to
is
ask
Michael.
Dave any questions, hang on, Michael, let me give the phone number. If you are listening and would like to know any more from Dave, please call 407-894-1680. We'd love to hear from you.
You took the number right out of our mouths.
Yep. This is Michael. Dave?
Dave?
Yes.
Dave?
Yeah. Here's a question. Should I assume that we're trying to get different states, the different... colleges, the lighthouses, all the different organizations to be aware of the Cadence so they can get it. It's not so much for the end user is going to get it through the states or the lighthouses or the different organizations. Is that correct?
That's exactly right, Michael. So we're partnering with states and working with those very agencies and nonprofits that you mentioned to be able to get this out to users. Our goal is that the user can receive this subsidized, so it'd be little or no cost to them, because we know that's a barrier for a lot of people with visual impairments, especially those that are not employed and are living off of Social Security. Our goal is to have the government help to subsidize this so that those users can then become gainfully employed if they would like to, and then have all the choice in the world as to what they want to do with their life. Some states that we've already worked with extensively include Indiana, Ohio, and Alabama. And if we have any listeners in any of those states, I'll be traveling through those states very soon. Would be happy to meet. I also have been working with the state of Florida. And in fact, I just wanted to mention to everyone, we will be exhibiting at a conference in Florida at the end of January. So if anyone would like to come there and see this, it's in Orlando, Florida.
Are you going to be at ATI?
We will be at ATIA, the Assistive Technology Industry Association. Would be happy to meet with people there. So please contact us and we'll set up some meetings for anyone that would be attending at that time.
That's exciting.
That is exciting. And we'd love to see you come to the Florida convention. I happen to be president of the Florida Council of the Blind.
And... Well, I never need an excuse to travel to Florida. So let me know the details. Michael has my contact information and we'll see what we can
do. All right. And then, you know, the American Council of the Blind and the National Federation of the Blind are both in Florida next year.
Yes. And again, I need no excuse to stay to make sure that I attend both.
So you folks are in Alabama or Florida or wherever you are.
Indiana.
Yes, Indiana, of course. But wherever you are, North Carolina, South Carolina, Pennsylvania, wherever you are, contact. Let's put it this way. Contact your congressman about getting the states to use Cadence tablet, because that's the way to go. And this way you can get your Cadence tablet free from the different organizations.
That's right, Michael. And if any listener has questions or needs help, they're welcome to contact us at tactile-engineering.com. That's our website. Send an email out to me or anyone else at the company. We'll be happy to help step you through that. I have actually worked now with about 16, I think at last count, 16 states all over the country that are interested. And we started the process to work on this funding and this pilot program for those with visual impairments. And this includes everybody. You don't have to be a student in a school. We work with young children as young as 2 years old for early intervention, and adults all the way up to senior citizens in their 70s and 80s who just want to have a better goal in life. Yeah. So listen, we're all getting there, Michael. I was just thinking when someone was talking about their children and how old they were, you know, that's how life works. Our children and grandchildren get old and then suddenly we feel old. But you know what? You're only as old as you feel. And Michael, to me, you certainly seem like you feel young, and I love your energy and enthusiasm.
Well, you know, on that note, if you don't mind, if we're not talking about the Cadence for a second, I speaking of old, though, I get the AARP newspaper, Dave, and yes. Cher is on turning 77. This is what she said. Okay, will someone please tell me when will I feel old? This is ridiculous. She doesn't feel old. And listen to this. Paul Simon said, If I can write and sing, I'll make records, even if it's just for myself. Paul Simon, 81 years old. Isn't that something?
It is. One of my favorite musicians. I love Paul Simon's music. Yeah, I listen to it extensively. Got a chance to see a concert one time. And, you know, some of those great musicians of that era are unfortunately starting to leave us. I don't know if you heard that Jimmy Buffett recently passed.
We know. Yeah. We did a tribute to him last
Sunday.
Very,
very, very sad.
Yeah, we did a tribute to him last Sunday.
And he was young. I mean, 76 is young.
It was, what, 73?
Yeah. Six.
Like, oh, 76.
Uh-huh.
Well, I should mention something that that you reminded me of with our talk of musicians. We have something pretty exciting. We're just on the cusp of releasing a new version of our software for the Cadence tablet. And this will allow people who are not us to develop applications or apps for the tablet. We've had a lot of people write in with requests for apps that are really interesting. For example, there's a fairly large community of blind people that use ham radio, and they'd an app for ham radio.
Oh, yeah.
One of our co-hosts, Dave, Dave Schleppenbach, Dave Hillebrand.
And I've talked a little bit with Dave about that. Also, musicians love the idea of having the ability to expand their repertoire. And so we'd like to do some musical apps for the Cadence, not just for reading music, but using the Cadence itself to play music. So that will be a possibility
soon. And putting Braille music on it.
Exactly.
Yeah, that would be reading Braille.
I had a friend of mine who was
different.
If you have any questions to ask Dave, now's the time to call in 407-894-1680. If you want to discuss anything about the Cadence tablet, call in now, 407-894-1680.
But I do know that the Braille music notes are written totally different than just regular Braille. So
that's right. It's a different code, just like the mathematics and Nemeth code is different. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't mention what everybody's favorite use of the Cadence is, and that is to play games. It's just
what
amazing.
Kind of games?
Anything you want. We have crossword puzzles, word searches. We have tic-tac-toe, Connect Four. We've got arcade games like Frogger and Pong. We've got learning games where you can learn math and you can learn Braille even with some, with a speak and spell type application.
Oh, wow.
Just about anything you can think of. We even have a maze game, which is a lot of fun for people who've never gotten to do that before. And what we've found is everybody loves games. Everybody plays games nowadays. They're part of our society. And people learn. They develop skills by something as simple as playing a game.
Mm-hmm.
I recently had an opportunity to work with some blind students who were doing a project together with Tactile Engineering and NASA for the upcoming eclipse. We will be launching a high altitude balloon with the students who are designing their experiments to launch up into the fringes of space and then recover that payload when it returns safely to Earth.
Oh my goodness.
It's so exciting. And working with these kids, what we discovered is they were missing some basic scientific visualization skills. So to develop those skills, we played games with them. And it was amazing just in a few sessions how quickly they developed the skills to then start thinking about reading graphs of temperature or pressure in real time telemetry as the balloon goes up into the atmosphere. So these things are a gateway. Even if you, it doesn't matter how old or young you are, this is a way for you to learn something new and to maybe play with your family members and friends, which is something that's hard to do. If you're visually impaired, you might not be able to play a simple game of tic-tac-toe or do a crossword puzzle with a grandchild or child.
Yep. And I've gotten, when you talk about games, I've gotten hooked on playing a few games on my phone and on the computer. And it's just, it's fun.
It is fun. What's your favorite game?
Actually, right now it's Yahtzee.
Well, that's interesting because we actually are working on developing a version of Yahtzee for the Cadence.
Yay. And then my other one is
a computer.
My other one is 1424.
Yeah, that's also in development. That and Sudoku. Yep.
It's just so much fun. And there's some strategy in it. It's not a whole lot of thinking, but there is some thinking and there is some strategy. But it's so nice because I used to love to play Yahtzee when I had vision. And I mean, now I can play it again, I'm loving it.
That's right. And it's a social bridge that forms. Yeah. We talk in our society about how important it is to include everyone. And the only way to do that is if we actually all work with each other, talk to each other, play together.
Yeah.
Those games are part of that process. And we think everyone should have access to that. Everything from playing a simple game like Yahtzee all the way to literally launching a rocket up into space.
Oh, that's amazing.
And everything in between.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Well, Dave, why don't you give out the website to our listeners? If anybody has any questions, they can. And it's also on our website on our sponsor page. But if you'd like to shout it out, that would be great.
That's great. Thank you. Again, the website is tactile-engineering.com. You're welcome to go there, read about our project, contact us. I have to say I've gotten a ton of people to contact us as a result of being on the show. Really appreciate that. Appreciate listeners maybe don't want to call in, but would like to talk to us more separately.
Yeah.
Please, I encourage you to do so.
I was just telling Michael, it's a shame nobody called in, but at least they're contacting you.
That's a good thing.
If people are shy, they don't want to call in. We understand. Yeah. All right.
Well, Dave, hopefully I will see you next year, either at Asia or at the Florida Convention or at the American Council of the Blind Convention.
I will make a point to do it. Last time, Dave Hillenbrand challenged to meet with me, and sure enough, I showed up, I think, a month later. So
we shall be talking.
Yeah.
This is Michael. We shall be talking.
Thank you.
Well,
Dave.
I sure appreciate everything. Thank you so much for having me on. I'll be happy to be on again sometime soon.
Well, you will be.
You will be.
Thanks, Dave.
All right. Have a good week. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. All right.
We're going to go to break and we'll be right back and we'll come right back with our first trivia question or music.
What a nice young man.
Listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Ah, 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 ah.
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
A clinical trial is being conducted that brings hope to people living with late-stage age-related macular degeneration, AMD. The CONCERTO study is seeking people with severe vision loss in both eyes due to AMD to evaluate an implantable miniature telescope device that may help you see better. Participation in this study is not for everybody, but if you are 65 years or older and have not had previous cataract surgery in at least one eye, then this study may possibly be right for you. Qualified participants will be compensated for study-related time and travel. Plus, the study visits are covered at no cost to you or your insurance. To learn more and find a clinical site located near you, call 1-866-393-3767, or you can visit us at www.concertostudy.com. That's concertostudy.com.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Become a valued team member at Alabama Industries for the Blind, where, for over 90 years, we have been providing valuable employment opportunities to people who are blind, deaf, deafblind, or have other disabilities. Every day, we live the idea that everyone can work and have a successful career. AIB offers pathways to financial independence through jobs with competitive pay and excellent benefits. We have a diverse workforce with a variety of jobs and skill requirements. Select the job that fits you, whether it is a manufacturing position, being a SOAR for any number of projects which support American troops, working with our valued customers, or supporting any number of other areas. There is a job that can fit your talents and ambitions. We invite you to find out more about us. Explore current job openings and apply online at www.aidb.org. Let us show you how you can be limitless.
Hello to our friends at the Blind and Beyond radio program. It's Jerry Lynn from Christian Record Services, and I'm here to invite you to try Phone Faith, PHONEFAITH, by calling 209-399-9465. What is Phone Faith? It's a telephone outreach that's by and for the blind community. It's a community of connected individuals who enjoy learning about health, faith, engagement, and so much more. It's education-driven, empowerment-promoting, and really, it's a lot of fun. With 17 hours of live programs every week on topics of interest such as mental and physical health, spirituality, community engagement, and so much more, there's always something happening on Phone Faith. Please accept my invitation to call Phone Faith at 209-399-9465. Here's the number again, 209-399-9465.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studio.
Bump, bump, bump.
back. Oh, yeah, we're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. We are back.
Michael, are you happy? The Eagles won.
I've been checking. It was down to a 25-second.
They won.
Yay, 25-14.
25-14?
Yeah, no, 25-20 is what I just heard.
25-20.
That's right. Terrible.
Yeah. Well, they were winning by more.
Because they're a great team and they didn't
play. You should still be happy your team won. So stop complaining.
They didn't play well. They didn't play well.
Yeah, I've been watching
it. The spread was 10 points. They were supposed to win by 10 points.
That's why I said 25-14 originally. And we know about the Marlins. Thank you, Chris. Don't rub it in.
So, folks, are you ready for trivia?
Sheila's got a good one.
Sheila, you're up.
Oh, is it my trivia?
Yeah,
you're first.
Okay. Well, we all know today is Grandparents' Day. So, again, happy Grandparents' Day to Len, Michael, and I'm not going to say Chris because he's not a grandparent. But
sometimes it might be.
Anybody that is out there listening that's a grandparent. I usually do a song, but this week I decided I want to know. It would be really cool if you knew the year and the president that declared Grandparents' Day to be a holiday. But which president declared Grandparents' Day? So call 407-894-1680 and tell us if you know which president declared it a holiday.
Now that's too easy. Why would you do that one? That is really extremely easy.
Mm-hmm. And you know who it is?
I've always known that.
Okay.
You always start with your forefathers.
Okay.
I'll read a little bit about it after we get some callers. Yeah. So, Sheila, you know what next week is?
Next week is...
It's a Falls Prevention Awareness Week.
Oh, gosh.
For real. I didn't even know there was such a thing.
But, there's
for everything, right?
Exactly.
So September 18th to the 22nd, it's a nationwide observance with state coalitions and partners to raise awareness on preventing falls, reducing the risk of falls, and helping older adults live without fear of falling. And that's no joke, because every time we turn around, including my brother-in-law, everybody's falling. It's horrible.
Well, I didn't fall. I hit a wall and it threw me.
And it bounced you off. Yeah.
Off the wall and landed. And so I didn't fall.
Mm. Just walked into a wall and the wall
just slammed into a wall and it threw me across the hallway.
Oh my God. You must have been walking fast. That's all I can say.
I was. Yeah. I was headed to a meeting and I was on a mission.
Yeah.
All right, so we need somebody to call and tell us which president declared. All right, Bill from Delray Beach is on the phone.
Anybody else? Any new callers?
Do we have a new caller by chance?
We haven't spoken to Bill in a long time. So anybody else, Chris?
I would not have known this if I had not looked it up.
No, I wouldn't have either.
I'm sure Bill looked it up.
Well, it's the day.
All right, he's got other callers.
Oh, apparently. Okay, we have other callers, but
because he said yes, he's got other callers. But Bill is just hang tight.
Bill's first. Unless it's a new caller.
Oh yeah, let's see if we've got a new caller.
Yeah. Oh my.
But thank you, Bill, for listening.
Yep. And a big shout out to all our new listeners. That's for sure. I know there's so many following our Facebook page now. All these new people from all over the world.
Well, I have got some friends that I have met through the ACB community.
Mm-hmm.
That have actually said, you know, I do listen to it when I can. I thank you for letting me know. So we've got a lot of, in fact, Cindy, my friend, said she won a trivia last week.
She did.
Yeah. And she's a sweetheart.
She is a card is en route. I think Valerie called in once before, so she's not a new caller either. Anybody else?
Nope. That's it. That's all we got right now.
All right. Let's take Bill.
That's right.
Hey, Bill.
But thank you for calling, Valerie. Maybe she'll still say hello. Sure.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
Hello, everybody. This is Bill in Delray Beach.
Hi. How are you, Bill?
Okay.
How you doing, Bill? Bill?
Bill's a long-time listener, many years.
Yeah.
So who do you think it is, Bill?
What is that?
I said, who do you think the president is?
Jimmy Carter.
It was. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
And thank you for listening.
So, Michael, what did he win?
He won himself a $10 gift card from Subway. $10 gift card from Subway is coming your way.
All righty. That's
great.
Thank
you, guys.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
We're glad you're still out there listening, Bill.
Do you know what year it was, Bill?
1978.
Gosh, you're right.
Yeah, you're right.
Wait a minute. Bill, are you a walking encyclopedia?
Yeah, right. Here, while you're on, let's see if we both read the same thing, Bill. Let's see. Celebrated in the United States since 1978, the United States Senate and President Jimmy Carter nationally recognized Marion McQuaid of Oak Hill, West Virginia, as the founder of National Grandparents Day. McQuaid made it her goal to educate the youth in the community about the significant contributions that seniors have made throughout history. It was also her hope to have the youth adopt a grandparent, not just for one day or a year, but rather for a lifetime.
We did read the same thing.
There you go. What can I tell you?
Very good.
Thanks, Bill.
Hey, Bill,
thanks,
congratulations. Bill. Hold on one moment. All right, Bill?
All righty. That's cute. Grandparents say.
Bill is a walking encyclopedia.
I guess so. Wow.
Yeah, he just came. He said it with ease. I think it was like right around, he said 1978.
I was testing him just to see if he knew what year 1978.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was Woodrow Wilson. I said 1979.
No.
But what would I know, right?
Yeah. Were you born in 78?
Right, that part.
So, Sheila, while we have a few minutes, I know a lot of people were interested in about the audio description. The last time you talked about it, and I saw that you sent out like another theater. What was it called? Athens or something?
Athens is in DeLand.
Uh-huh.
And they have started doing audio description for their performances. And that is close to Daytona. So if anyone is in that general vicinity,
Volusia County.
Mm-hmm. Misery is the next, and I want to say it's this month in October. And then I believe they've got another one. I haven't seen their schedule, so I don't know for sure. But Misery, I guess, is a Stephen King book. And it's supposed to be phenomenal. I haven't seen it, so I don't know. But
are you finding, Sheila, that among your friends all around the country that are in ACB, that other theaters around the country are now starting to jump on the bandwagon?
No, they're not, because they're all.
Oh, then Orlando area,
Orlando, yes,
trendsetter,
yeah,
trendsetter, yeah,
right. And it, you know, unfortunately, the theaters around the country are saying, "Well, we can't do that because it's too expensive, or we can't do that because we don't know how." So, I have done some presentations to different states, and they are trying to push for it. You know, Massachusetts has got a lot, California's got a lot, and we're just trying to get it to where theaters understand that, you know, artists for all. It doesn't matter whether you can see or not, and it doesn't matter whether it's a museum, whether it's a performance, whatever. We have the right to be able to attend it and enjoy, just like our sighted people are, sighted friends are. We have the right to attend it and be part and be included. So, you know, inclusion means you need to figure out how to include us. But there again, the problem is we have to get the blind and low vision community to want to do it.
How do they, Sheila, not to interrupt, but what do they do? I mean, what do? Call the individual theater?
They call the theater. They call the theater. They call the museum, or they call, you know, and they say, I want accessibility. I want audio description. I want to know what my sighted peers are seeing. I want to be included.
And I have the right, like you said.
I have the right to be part of your museum or your performance or your theater. It does take a lot of effort. Advocacy is exhausting.
It is time consuming.
Yeah, it's exhausting. But if you want to do it bad enough,
it's just a phone call, really. If you think about it, it's just a phone call to the manager of each individual venue.
They need to find the accessibility director,
right,
or coordinator, and then they need to say, okay, well, I've got 10 people that want to come,
right,
and you're losing this audience if you don't help us do this. You know, but it's a joint effort. It's not easy. You know, thank God for what we've done here in Central Florida. It's not me. I haven't done it. But, you know, we've got some awesome advocates here. And we just need to, throughout the country, we need to become strong advocates for it. Because there's nothing better than going to a play and being able to listen to what's going on that stage, just like your sighted friend is next to you, and know what's happening. There's nothing better. It's just so fun.
So if anybody needs any help doing that, you can write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And if Sheila says it's okay, I'll send you Sheila's contact information if you have any questions.
Oh, that's fine.
And how to go about doing that, or if you're a little nervous about calling the venue.
That's fine. And, you know, cfadi.com. Is it com? I can't remember if it's com or org.
What is that, Sheila?
Central Florida Audio Description Initiative. Yeah. CFADI. I think it's org.org. But yes, I can certainly put them in contact with learning how to advocate for it, because
we're going to go to break. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Shows. Mm-hmm. See you on the other side of the break.
No, I said thank you for the information.
Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Founded in 1931 as the Jewish Braille Institute, JBI is a nonprofit organization that provides people of all ages and background who are blind, have low vision, or are print disabled access to texts vital to Jewish culture, heritage, education, religious life, and community. JBI delivers a wide variety of Jewish interest materials in Braille, audio, and large print directly to your doorstep, all free. JBI can also help you or someone you love celebrate the Jewish holidays with Muxorim, Yisker prayers, and more. They offer a 16-month Jewish holiday calendar in Braille and large print. To learn more about JBI's free circulating library of both fiction and nonfiction liturgical texts, customized materials for school, celebration, and more, and cultural offerings including a bi-monthly magazine and concert and lecture series, call 800-433- 1531, email library@jbilibrary.org, or visit www.jbilibrary.org.